And now, from Norwich, it's Reach Morris.
Yes, it is. I don't even know if you can hear me. Can you hear this in the background? It's pelting it down here in Norwich. This is the only radio show that's not soundproofed, is it? If you go to any other radio station, even Chris has got a proper room to do this in. You can't hear the rain. No, not this show. You hear everything as it is. It is chucking it down. But I'm not moaning. The garden is so dry, it needs it so badly. Listen, it's ridiculous, isn't it? There's nothing I can do. This is the downfall of having a conservatory with a polycarbonate roof. Thank you very much, Chris. Dare, nice to know that you're not dead. Thank you, Frankie Hairstyle, as well for the radio news hub news. There'll be more news at 11. How'd you fancy kicking off Thursday's show with a massive tune where you don't even really need to know to have to know the words? You just go, do da 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 la la la. You do that. Let's pretend we're at the pub. Ready? After three. A one, a two, a three, go!
Why you must be a girl with shoes like that? She said you know me well. I've seen you, a little Stephen and Joanna, around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you best as a blagger. I said tell me your name, is it sweet? She said my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would've sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
From, oh, stop now. Oh, the rain stopped now. From Costello Music, that is the Fratellis and Chelsea Dagger.
Empowering presenters and entertaining listeners. Reach On Air.
Reach On Air weather. Well, it's awful. I've just looked at the UK weather. The UK weather this afternoon will be breezy and cool with variable cloud and frequent showers. These will turn heavy for many and occasionally thundery, wintry in northern and western coasts. In other words, just go back to it. But your weather this morning, Jason saying, morning Ross, it is sunny but chilly here in Western Supermare with a temperature of 10 degrees. Paul and Lou in Birmingham, it is throwing it down here in Birmingham, 5 degrees. And here in Norwich, it is 9. Reach on air weather. And it's going to chuck it down for the whole...
Reach on air.
It's going to chuck it down for the whole day. We've got a massive pile of washing. That ain't going to be getting done. That's not getting done. There's no point, is there? What's the point in putting the washing machine on and having damp clothes for the rest of the day? So, no. No washing is being done today. Let us know what it's like where you are. Is it chucking it down? But we need it, don't we? We need it. Oh, we need it. I got 6 buckets underneath my gazebo in my shed, collecting lots of rainwater. Do you know what? They wanted £300 to install a water butt in our gutters. No, not in the gutters, coming off the gutters. At our old house, we had a water butt there. And I thought, we'll get a couple of water butts for this house. £300 to put a water butt in? No, thank you very much. I could have maybe done it myself, but you've never seen my DIY. It would probably leak or something like that. No, £300? Anyone ever put a water butt in themselves? Let us know on the instant messenger. I'm glad Chris had a nice day yesterday getting soaked at London Zoo. Yeah, it weren't as bad today. It's going to pelt it down, isn't it? That's one of these days today when you think, oh, you know what? I think I might just stay in and watch a film or something. There was a very good film called Private Parts with Howard Stern, a very famous American talk show host from about 1997, something like that. I have got that on tape, on DVD. I might watch that today. Yeah, it's just one of them days. What's the point of going out anyway? What's the point? You can't do gardening, you can't do anything today. Just stay in, have a nice cup of tea. Anyway, let us know, what are you going to do while the weather is rubbish this morning? Flash says, sounds like you're frying bacon, not raining outside. Yeah, it does sound like I'm frying bacon here in the conservatory this morning. Now, there is no bacon being fried. That is the sound of the rain. Not the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. It's the sound of the police. No, it's not the sound of the police. It's the sound of the rain this morning. I was thinking, as Chris Reardon went to London Zoo yesterday and he saw a big variety of animals, I was thinking all the Reach On Air listeners and presenters, which animals could they be? So we've got me. What animal do you think I could be at London Zoo? What about Flash? What animal could Chris be? What animal could Vera be? What animal could Roy be? What animal could Tim and Rosie be? What animal could Jason be? I think Jason could be a very scary tiger. Because some of the messages he sends in, he comes across as a very scary person and a very angry person. So he'll be like a Bengal tiger or something like that. Animal for our listeners and presenters, please. What would Alan Ross be? We'll have a little think what Alan Ross could be while we play some brand new Nia Archives for you on Reach.
Did you think that you'd have the
like that. That is a brand new Near Archives for you right here on Reach On Air. It is Thursday. I've got to double check the days. Thursday morning, I'm Reach. We're coming up with animals. What animals could different presenters and listeners be on Reach? I might be an alpaca. These are all animals. If you go to London Zoo website and click on What's Here Animals, you can find every single animal that they've got at London Zoo that Chris would have saw yesterday. And what would each of us be? I would be an alpaca. Because if you... And actually, no. I'm changing that. Jason would be an alpaca because he comes across as very scary in his messages. And if you say something to Jason, he'll just go... Because they spit, don't they? Alpacas spit at you. So, Jason, you're an alpaca this morning. Let's just write that down. What can we make Chris Reardon? What animal at London Zoo could Chris Reardon be, do you think? I'm having a look through the list of things they've got. He could be a pelican, scorpion, adder, spider. I don't know. Oh, I found one. Tortoise. I'll be rubbish at London Zoo. Galapagos tortoise. Galapagos tortoise. Right, Alan Ross is definitely going to be a tortoise because he's really slow. He can, and bless him, he can hardly move. So he will be a tortoise and he can just fall asleep in his shell and come out when he's ready to do his radio show at night time. I'm thinking, what could Roy and Chris Reardon be? Oh, I'll tell you what, look, oh, there's some cheeky looking little golden lion tamarins, whatever they are, like monkeys. Oh, there's a pair of monkeys. That's Chris and Roy. For definite, look, they look like they're up to mischief. If you go to London Zoo website, What's Here and then Animals, Golden Lion Tamarin, there's a pair of cheeky monkeys. That is Chris and Roy. Cheeky monkeys. I want you to come up with your suggestions as well. What do you think, what would your animal be if you could be an animal at London Zoo? Vera, I think Vera would be a beautiful peacock. And also, you know, like peacocks have their massive, like, wings with all the different colours? Well, if she was, like, an actual peacock, and in Sainsbury's someone's tried to shoplift, she just put all her massive peacock wings up and scare them out of the shop. So, yeah, Vera, you're going to be a beautiful peacock this morning. What animals do you think I should be? And can you come up with any others? So you can change them if you want. Alan Tortoise, Chris and Roy, two cheeky monkeys, and Vera will be a beautiful peacock. What about the other presenters on Reach? Can you think of animals and what animals we would be if we were in a zoo? Play some Sash with an exclamation mark.
Moving to
That is Sash featuring Ross Patzel and Move Mania.
Ross Patzel.
And we're doing what animals should the Reach On Air presenters be? We're having a look down the list of at different animals that are on the that you can find at London Zoo where Chris went yesterday. And I'm thinking, I'm kind of compiling some of the the different animals that Reach On Air presenters could be. Now, I'm changing some of these. Flash says, for those that like tunes like Sash, the Naughty's Chart Show tonight is from 8 p.m. is full of dance and trance. So he's basically like, I was asking for suggestions for zoo animals for the presenters, and he just ended up just plugging his own show. Jason says that noise in the background sounds like, I can't read that one out. No, definitely can't read that one out. But thank you very much, Jason. It definitely does sound something like a shower, yes. I'm changing some of these. Get your suggestions in, please. What animals could we be? I'm changing these. Aaron and Craig, the bosses of Reach On Air that you never really hear. Well, on Monday night, don't you? Monday night. They will be lions because they are the king of the jungle, right? So Aaron and Craig, you're a pair of massive lions because you look after the rest of us. I'll be an alpaca because they spit at everyone if you annoy me. Alan is either going to be a tortoise or a Komodo dragon because they just sit there and don't really move. That's a bit like Alan. I did say Chris and Roy would be cheeky monkeys, but I'm changing that. Chris is now going to be a parrot because he talks all day and just go, pretty boy, Polly want a cracker. That'll be Chris. He's a parrot because he talks all day. I've just had a very bad, very, very badly photoshopped photo from Flash. He wants Dan to be the llama man. And there's the worst photo. I mean, I'm no good at, like, photo stuff, but that is the worst photo ever. He's basically just put Dan's head on a llama. So that's fine. Flash, I'm putting you down. You're going to be just a rat because you're just annoying. No, I'm not going to do that. Flash, Dan and Harry, you're all going to be ants. Because ants are backwards and forwards, and you're backwards. And when you go down the pub, you're backwards and forwards with the pints of lager, aren't you? So you lot are going to be a load of ants. And Roy, I'm going to make Roy a horse, because Roy is constantly eating fry-ups and Chinese food and seafood, and he eats all blooming day. He never puts any weight on. So you're going to be a horse or a pony. No, you're not going to be a horse. You're going to be a pony. You're a pony because you're smaller than a horse, but you still eat all day. So you're a pony, right? And this show is a load of pony as well. Any ideas? What would you be? Jason says, Shirley, you would be the hippo. Really, Jason? Are we going there? I could make you a very scary animal, Jason. Fair enough. I'll be a hippo then. I think hippos are quite cool animals. They're not scary, are they? They're just a bit fat. What should we make Jason? Now Jason's made me a hippo. What should we make Jason? Let us know on the instant messenger. I think Jason comes across as a very scary person, so we need a very scary animal. What's the scariest animal out of all of them? Let us know on the instant messenger. Elephants. No, I was going to say elephants. You could be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Now, I don't think they have Tyrannosaurus Rexes at London Zoo anymore. But it's radio and it's pretend and no one actually cares. So, yeah, we'll make Jason a T-Rex. Not the 70s rock band. And not the bacon fat that you use in cooking, because that obviously is called Trex. No, not Tourette's, Trex is a cooking fat. Right, we're now going to play you a song from Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. I know, I can't believe they're still alive as well. There's a new album out, and this is the song that's got both of them, the Beatles legends, on it. The new album's called The Boys of Dungeon Lane, and this is called Home to Us. And I really like this.
used to live and you could say it wasn't much, but it was home to us. And you could be forgiven if you thought that it was rough, but it was home to us. The roses in the yard began to wilt and then they turned to dust, but it was home to us. We didn't worry where the road was gonna take us to. There wasn't time to make a fuss, cause that was all we knew. The world around us wasn't safe, the place was falling down, but it was my hometown, and it was home to us. On the hill was drinking brandy, eating caviar, the perfect host. My mom was in the kitchen, washing dishes in the sink, and then she burnt the toast. The kids are in the alley playing ball till the sun goes down, but that was my hometown, and it was home to us. To make a fuss, cause that was all we knew. The place was falling down, but that was my hometown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was all I knew, cause it was all too old.
There you go. I love that. That features backing vocals from Chrissy Hynde and Charlene Spiteri from Texas. The new album is out on the 29th of May, called The Boys of Dungeon Lane, and that is the single taken from that new album. That single was out on the 8th of May from Sir Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, Home to Us. Is there any songs that's all about... they're singing about their memories of when they were younger, even though it was a rough place where they grew up. It was then, it was still home to them, home to us, home to them. You know what I mean? Is there any songs that remind you of where you used to live? I used to live in a sort of city centre of Norwich before I moved into the posh bit of Norwich where I am now, the upper class bit, dear. And songs that remind me. Do you know what? Weirdly, I always remember when I was about eight, something like that, when we lived at our old house just before we moved. Bizarrely, there was a song, Opposites Attract, by Paula Abdul. Don't ask me why, but I remember that being in the charts, like number one or something at the time when we moved. And I was really into the top 40 with Bruno Brooks when I was like 8 years old. And I don't know why. That reminds me. Are there any songs that remind you of where you used to live when you were younger? Let us know on the Instant Messenger. New one from Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. We like that very much indeed. Flash says it's a nice song, that new Paul McCartney one. And the Strollin' Bones have a new one out as well. Yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, we did play the new one from the Strollin' Bones. Thank you very much. And now...
ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Yes, it is time for Name That Tune. We've got some mouldy bread in the freezer. I was, you know when you're really bored and you start making room in the freezer. Well, that was what I did yesterday afternoon. I had a clean up of all the drawers in the freezer. And the amount of bread I found, all different the quantities of bread in different bags. So we've got lots of dry bread. If you want some Ross Patzold dried bread, I will sign it with a Sharpie pen as well. So you can have some lovely ink-flavoured bread this morning. We need the artisan title of this very famous song on two bars this morning, please. Fingers on the buzzers. Any ideas on that one? Flash says weather here nice now. Weather here weather nice here at the minute, dear. You should have done a 3-hour extravaganza. I can't be bothered, to be honest with you. No, I love my 1 hours. Who is that? Let us know on the instant messenger. Here's the Loose Women jingle with me. There you go. I made that yesterday. It's good, isn't it? Right, let's play some Jamiroquai while you're getting your answers in for the Name That Tune. And we've got some voice notes coming in. We'll do them next after Cosmic Girl.
I must have died and gone to heaven, cause it was called a past 11 on a Saturday in 1999. Right across from where I'm standing on that dance floor she was landing, it was clear that she was from another time. Like some baby Barbarella with the stars as her umbrella, she asked me if I'd like to magnetize. Do I have to go start tricking? Cause it's you I should be checking. So she leaves a female with her cosmic eyes. Oh now, she's just a cosmic girl. Oh yeah, from another galaxy.
Go. That is Cosmic Girl by Jamiroquai right here on Reach On Air. Right, we're doing Name That Tune this morning. Hold on a second. Where did I put my jingle? Where did I put my jingle? You never hear like BBC Radio Norfolk go, where did I put my jingle? Where did I put my jingle? Where did I put my jingle? Where did I come from? Jingle. Hold on. That one there. There you go. I should have all these lined up. I've been busy listening to the voice notes, making sure that none of you are swearing. You wouldn't swear on a voice note, would you? If you want to get your voice notes in this morning, feel free. Get them in on WhatsApp 0787 263 8445 on the WhatsApp this morning. We can play them for you right away. Roy's been on this morning, a little bit early. Sorry, I missed this one, Roy.
Hello, mate. Good morning to you. I'm driving at the moment, so I can't participate. So I'll speak to you later. Have fun. Have a good show. I'm listening in.
Good lad. That was from earlier. I don't know where Roy's at. He's always off somewhere, he is. We were having a very extensive chat at 1:50 a.m. this morning. Some of the chats that me and Roy have are magnificent at midnight and 1 a.m. I was listening to Alan Ross's show last night as well. Oh, he's brilliant, Alan Ross. He got the perfect voice for a nighttime show. But we do a Name That Tune. Who is this? Right, let's put the 30-second clock on. We're going to go to 8 bars now. There you go, who's that? Five, 30 seconds on the clock. Who is that this morning? Let's load up your voice notes as well. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Do you know, I had one of the best night's sleep ever last night. You know, when you just hit the sack and you're out like a light. I'm a very brave boy. I didn't even wake up for a wee last night. Didn't wake up once for a wee. What a big boy I am. Right, who was first in then? First in was Roy. I'm making sure that the timestamps are all correct. This one was straight in as soon as I played the clip on WhatsApp.
Another part of me, Michael Jackson, has named that tune. Look at your bloody messages.
Sorry, Roy. Getting told off from Roy there.
Another part of me, Michael Jackson, has named that tune. Look at your bloody messages.
he's such a nagger. Imagine being married to him. Jesus. Yes, it was. Well done, Roy. You are first in this morning. Paul and Lou in Birmingham. Is it Michael Jackson, Black or White? No, not that one. Very close, though. Flash, is it Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal? No, not that one. This was in from Flash.
Hi, Ross Patsell. Flash from the radio as well here.
From the radio.
On tonight from 8 o'clock with the Naughties Chart.
Oh, for God's sake. But anyway. No answers.
Other than that, I've got to tell you, yeah, you're getting it all wrong. Surely Chris Reardon is the ape.
Oh.
He is the king of the kingdom. That and his size. And also, I would much like to be, if there is a London Zoo, I can't remember. We have been there a couple of times, but can't remember all the animals. I'd quite like to be one of the pigs. And you can feel free to join me as well, rolling around in our own...
Okay, luckily he blanked off the word that I was thinking was coming next. Oh, what a shame, that cut off. We'll be a nice pair of pigs then, rolling around. Well, thanks for that, Flash, but it hasn't even got the answer to the Name That Tune, but you went for Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, completely wrong, but Roy was right this morning with Michael Jackson and another part of me. I don't know, where's Roy this morning? Where's he off to? Is he going for a fry-up somewhere? Oh, man. Joe, you know, the weather outside's just got... It's got really sunny now, but I can guarantee you, if I put a load of washing on now, the second I put it out on the line, it will absolutely chuck it down. Now, I absolutely love the start of this song, right? I think this would be a great radio jingle. Listen to the start of this. Great. I love that. I can imagine that being part of a chart show or something. Flash, you can nick that if you want. It's another part of me, Michael Jackson, today's Name That Tune. All the way back from 1988, this is a tune, I love this. Brilliant, innit? Brilliant, innit? I've got a clip of someone from Radio Norfolk saying brilliant, innit? Where is that? Brilliant, innit? This one, here you go. Proper Norfolk voice here.
Brilliant, innit?
Brilliant, innit? Brilliant, innit?
Brilliant, innit?
There you go.
Trance alarm activated.
Oh, the trance alarm has been activated.
Activated.
We need to play a trance song.
Activated.
We need to play the new one from Moira Picotto. This was out originally in 2001. It's been redone by Moira Picotto and Nifra. Like this, like that.
It's like that.
A big banger for you, brand new.
Disgusting.
Oh, I love that. Paul and Lou, do you like that one?
It's brilliant, ain't it?
It is brilliant, ain't it? Yes, it is. It's brilliant, ain't it?
It is brilliant, isn't it? It's good. It's a brand new one from Moira Picotto and Nifra. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's 10:47. It's Ross Packed Up with you live and direct. I was listening to Mr. Jam on Capital Dance yesterday from 4 till 7. I think all his shows are pre-recorded. I sent in multiple shout-outs and not one of them got broadcasted in 30 minutes. I think they pre-record them voice track stuff on there. Does anyone know? Does anyone know on Capital Dance? I think the only show I did Google AI it. Is Capital Dance pre-recorded? It did come back with the only show that's live is The Breakfast Show. That's a shame, isn't it? I love Radio 1 Dance. I love all them shows, but they're all pre-recorded, aren't they? You can tell they are. They don't mention anyone. They don't shout no one out. It must be horrible doing it, sitting there just recording shows and voice tracking stuff and not even playing the songs. They literally just... they have files where they just literally go like... That was Moira Picotto and Nifra, like this, like that. Next, we're going to play this new one from CMAT. Straight after these adverts. They don't say adverts, but you know what I mean. And then 10 seconds later, they go, that was CMAT. And next, we're going to play Bruno Mars. And they do that. And they, oh, no. Oh, no, I can't be doing that. I can't be doing that. My friend did that. My friend left CMP Radio to get an actual paid job in a radio station, and he was very, very excited. But then they said that you got a voice track stuff because they'll pay you 4 hours instead of 10 hours or something like that. And he did it, and he lasted 2 months. He said it was soul destroying, and he actually he did keep his other job. I think he kept his previous job. Because he was a bit worried about if that didn't work out, you know. So he kept his other job. Luckily, he did. And he dropped down to part-time. Then he went part-time at this radio station. And he absolutely hated it. He hated it. They basically went, yeah, right, here's a list of all the songs you're going to play for the next 2 weeks. And he'd go in, like, a couple of days a week. And he'd voice track, like, the next two or three shows. Like, oh, no. And he wouldn't actually play the songs. He'd just record these links. You know, with a little bit of backing music. Oh, no. No, that's really... That's not radio to me. That's not radio to me. But anyway. La, 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 la. Wacky Henry, Churchill, old school. He's on the messenger. Morning, Henry. DJ Henoir was his name back in the day. God, how many years have I known you, Henry? Enjoying the show, Ross. I'm finally back tonight from 7 p.m, so you should be. Henry is back on Reach On Air tonight at 7 p.m. And he is bonkers. He is proper bonkers. You've heard, what's his name on a Saturday? Brookers. He's proper, like, round the twist. He's proper doolally, as my nanny would have said. But Henry is proper doolally. He is the wackiest of the wackiest of the whack. So, yeah, check out Henry tonight. He is a legend of Reach On Air, and he's back. Is that a regular thing you're doing now, Henry? It'll be lovely to have you, like, weekly or something like that. Have you still got all your stuff? Man, that was like... How many years ago were you on air? It was like 2007, wasn't it? 2010, something like that. I know you've done the odd things, haven't you? I know you've done the odd bits and pieces on air, but it'll be lovely if you do a regular show. Henry? Flash says, how boring voice tracking is. I got excited for Rio Frederica's new Friday night kiss show and sent in loads of messages, and she read none out. 100% voice track. Such a shame. I know. I can't listen to it. Honestly, I can't listen to it. That is right. That's why I listen to Radio 1 loads now. Because they're live. every show. Well, there's the odd ones that are pre-recorded. I am sure that Sean O'Leary's Chiller's Show, whatever that is, that one, that's definitely pre-recorded. But pretty much apart from that, and then ones, they had the weird ones through the night, don't they, as well. There's no live presenter through the night, which I find bizarre. But apart from that, they're all live. And I'll tell you what, if you WhatsApp in Radio 1, there's pretty much, apart from Greg James's show, because he seems to get loads more than anyone else, apart from that, always blocked me. But I have messaged Greg James's show multiple times and never, ever, ever got a mention on there. But all the other ones, you get a mention straight away. Even Jack Saunders, my favourite. He's my favourite presenter on there because the enthusiasm and the love for the music he plays is John Peel style. He is the greatest on there at the minute. But yes, any other show, sending a voice note, I can guarantee. I've actually thought about doing this right one day. I've actually thought one day of spending about 6 hours and doing a contest to see how many different radio stations I could get a shout out on and as quickly as possible. Maybe one day I might do that. And I was going to sit here and record them all and do a video of all the different shout outs we get from like BBC stations, like Radio Norfolk. You get a mention on Radio Norfolk really easily. They don't get many messages. Definitely daytime Radio 1, they don't get that many, not as many messages as you think, because I have had many, many messages read out on there. I know that Flash has had quite a few on Capital Breakfast, haven't you, with Jordan North. I've tried a couple of times on Heart. I know I sound a bit filthy. Heart Breakfast, never got a mention on there. Never got a mention on there. But daytime Radio 1, you pretty much got a chance of getting a mention on there. I'll tell you what, there is a certain buzz of getting your name read out on the radio as well. Even when you do it yourself, there's a buzz about hearing your name being read out on proper radio. Henry says, yeah, still got everything set up. He said, just haven't got time to do it. Yeah, life gets in the way, mate. He went, yeah, I'm back now. Not a set slot, yeah, but randomly now and again, but often, yeah. I have heard about voice tracked, but never knew they get told what to do and say. Oh, yes, and they, everything has to be precise. 29 seconds here, 1 minute there. No. Flash says all programmes, 10 p.m. till 5 a.m. is pre-recorded. Sean's show, night show is 8 p.m. show is live. Yeah, even that, I couldn't do that. BBC, my dream would be to work at the BBC. It would never happen, but I couldn't do a voice track show. Anyway, I was going to play CMAT now, but we're going to run out of time for that. I might end on that. No, I'm going to end on that today. Let's have a look to see who is on Reach On Air for the rest of the day. Later, you have got Henry Churchill. There we go. 7 o'clock. Nice to see you on the schedule, Henry. 8 o'clock, the Noughties Chart Show with Flash. Not the clean and powder. 10 p.m. live and unplugged with Johnny, and then we are going over to the what do we call a Komodo dragon? Oh no, it's not Komodo dragon. No, it's Brandon in America, isn't it? Because it's Friday. Brandon, the Music Zone, is on Reach On Air. If you want to be a presenter on Reach, get signed up. You'll never regret it, and you'll love me forever. But we're out of time. Henry, enjoy your show tonight. I will try and tune in if I can. We're going to leave you with this. CMAT, the Jamie Oliver Petrol Station. It is actually the name of the song, and I love this.
I was at the Jamie Oliver Petrol Station.